Harry Glimberg Jewelers. May I help you?
Yes, you can. And good afternoon, by the way. My name's Troy Cordell. I'm a specialist and a consultant here at RDI Diamonds in New York. I was hoping to speak with Harry. Is he available?
He actually just left for the day, I guess.
Oh,
so,
lucky him. I wish
right,
I could
well,
be the office
right now.
Right,
well,
pays
to be the boss, right?
Yeah, exactly. is he the only one? I mean, obviously he's the owner. Anybody else do ordering around there or know what's going on with your inventory?
He would be the main guy. I mean, we all kind of help our customers, but individually, but Harry's the one who does inventory orders.
Who do I have the honors of speaking with right now with this lovely voice?
This is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, yes. I do have you on this account here, too. You're in sales, right?
I am.
Awesome. You know what? I can pick your brain just for a little bit. I'm not going to take too much of your time because I know you got some busy stuff to do, and I don't know if you heard of RDI Diamonds, have you?
Yes.
So you're aware of what we do?
As far as, like, what are you saying?
Okay, so let me explain, and I'm not going to, like I said, I know you got to go. Just give you a little spiel here. RDI Diamonds, we're literally the largest distributor of diamonds and jewelry in North America, okay? So we're literally ranked number one. Anything that you need, you're setting a stone or anything like that, or if you need just some loose jewelry or so forth, I could actually overnight it to you for free, and you can have it on a memo as well for a specific amount of time. Whatever you need, we'll work with you on that. What makes us better than everybody else is, say, for instance, you don't sell the diamond, and somebody comes in for a different diamond and they want that, but you don't have that one either, but you have the one that you didn't sell. You can sell that old diamond back to us. We'll give you the same amount of money that you paid for it as long as you're getting a bigger diamond, even if it's a dollar more. And then that'll go towards whatever else that you actually do need. Everything's overnight minimal for free. We also have an amazing gem print lab here, so that can offer up to 10% discount on anybody insurance if they're actually registering that with their homeowners or whatever type of policy that they actually have. And you know the benefits of having that, you know, just in case it's lost, stolen, theft, or, you know, they're having it serviced and they want to make sure that they're getting their same rock that back and hasn't been switched. So that's some peace of mind. But more importantly is just like how you're on this phone talking to me, I will build a business relationship with you, get to know you, you know, see exactly, you know, what's your strong points in sales. So you say, Troy, you know what, I got an appointment coming up on Saturday, and they're getting married. I'll ask you, I say, okay, what else do you know about this client, okay? I'll see what you tell me. I'll stop talking. I'm listening to what you know. And then if I hear some things that you didn't say, then I'm going to ask you, okay, well, how many kids do they have? Okay, did you look at their address on, say, Zillow.com and get their appraised value so you can see if they own that house or rent, how long they've been there? Maybe they haven't taken out a secondhand mortgage. Do they have any equity in the home to get a bigger diamond? Did they already take that out and they're using that money to finance their wedding? Is it an anniversary? Do they got kids? The algorithm right now is showing kids are asking their parents for jewelry so they can start becoming more sociable and presentable for social media and their peers in school. They want to showcase and start looking like their favorite celebrities and so forth now. So that millennium mindset is actually starting an algorithm on socially, and that's changing, and that's why you're seeing a lot of bedazzle clothes lines coming out and a lot of different type of apparel, and it's going and transitioning into jewelry. So we're about to see a huge increase in sales for jewelry, especially diamonds, because now the lab diamond has saturated so much that it's now being made in China and India for like $40 to make a carat now. And it's pretty much going to be even less than that. So naturals are really making a strong comeback, especially on the Olas and Marquise. So when I look at your area and I do the analytics and see what's to happen, if you guys work with me and I can memo you some things and see exactly what you need or what you want, or to help you do a special project or spiff for your reps to sell this, or just set aside and put RDI diamonds and just sell our diamonds on a display case. Put some bedazzle, go to, I don't care if you went to Dollar Tree and bought fake diamonds and threw around it and so forth like that, but make something different that will be eye-catching to the window shopper, and then start that type of conversation. Get out the mindset of being a sales rep. Get in the mindset of consulting. If you go that route, then we're looking at a 10%, like I said, 20% increase every single month. You, oh my gosh, you'll make so much money with me. Obviously, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste, you know, RDI time or your company time. If I see potential in you, I'm going to try to work with you and see what I can do. That's why I'm calling, and I'm trying to move forward. How does that sound to you, especially you being in the field you're in, Jennifer?
I mean, it sounds great. I don't know that I would do, I mean, just me, I don't know that I would do a deep dive into my customers' like finances like that to find out like where they live.
No, that would be behind the scene of you doing your due diligence, as far as for, you know, what you would do in diligence. As an example, when they fill out their application for financing or credit or, you know, whatever paperwork and stuff you're doing, you got to put an address on. Okay, why you can't bring up Zillow and look up the house? It's free information on the internet. It's part of skip searching. Car dealerships,
yeah,
everybody in sales do that all the time. If you stay in that mindset, then how would you know, you know, whether or not they own that house or rent that house? And just think about it. If I'm living in a, say, $300,000 home, right, and I own that home, and say I've been living in that home for, say, probably about 15 years and paying that mortgage, right? I have a lot of equity in that house, right? So now I'm ready to marry the love of my life. I take out the equity of, you know, my home and or get a HELOC line of credit, right, from my house. Now I have probably about, we'll say I took out, say, $100,000 because I want to have a big wedding. I got $100,000 to work with. And just by you looking at Zillow or something like that and seeing when the house was bought and who it was from, that's just regular research, like you going and Googling, you know, where you want to eat at on a restaurant. It's free information. So now with that knowledge that you have, just taking that little approach, you know that this customer here probably might have got $100,000 in their pocket. So now you can start, you know what type of money you're dealing with, instead of coming to them with, you know, a regular $1,000 ring, and you're making a small commission on a $1,000 ring, you can start pitching, you know, 2-3 carats, different clarity and cut and sizes and polish. So, and then now you're consulting at a higher caliber to a customer, and now with that education and you're a professional, right, and not just a regular entry-level sales rate, now you're making a higher commission, and now that $1,000 sale that you would have made is now probably a $5,000, maybe even a $10,000 sale. And then off of one ring or one interaction, you and me commission for the month. You're working with me. We're doing this week after week. Now you made probably about 5-6 sales. That's a whole lifestyle change. You see where I'm
okay,
going with that?
I do, and I actually just had a customer just walk in for me.
Yeah.
So I will get
sounds
some
great,
spot.
Right?
Sounds great.
All right, so who do I need to speak with when
you
I call
try,
back?
You can try
is
Harry.
Is that Harry? Harry?
Yep.
Okay, is Harry still at Harry from hcg@aol.com?
He is, yep.
Okay, can you let him know to check his email? I sent him over a credit application as well as all the information for IDI Diamonds. By the way, it was so amazing speaking to you, Jennifer. I can't wait to see how we turn out. We're going to be besties on the phone, by the way. Let Harry know that I'm going to call him next week on Wednesday. I'm going to give him a week because I want him to look at my paperwork, get that forms filled out and sent to me, and I need him to look at his inventory and see what
okay,
he does.
Okay, but I really, really need to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.